All right, we are back, man. Shit, it's been a little while.
Yeah, welcome, fellow Minutemen.
Is that what we're going to call our fans now, the Minutemen?
I just randomly said that, but yeah, I'm down.
I like that.
The Minutemen, right. Our militia.
But, yeah, the militia, it is voluntary. This is not a drafted army.
So, it's voluntary, yeah.
Because we believe in voluntary exchange of goods. Yes. So if you want to fight for us in freedom and truth and the American way, just like Captain America, Steve Rogers, then keep listening to the podcast.
Steve Rogers, America's ass, man.
That is America's ass. I'd fuck that ass.
Who wouldn't? Put that ass in some yoga pants. I mean, come on, man. Fucking ScarJo's got some company.
Right? Competition, man.
Speaking of the exchange of goods, we got some goods here. From my new sponsor, Ballsy.
Hell yeah. Fucking the Sack Pack.
James just brought me my Ballsy kit here with some ball wash and nut rub and sack spray. So I think we're going to try some out for you on the air.
Socko's going to use the Sack Pack on the air.
But before we use this stuff here, we got to get a comparison. So I guess we should get a whiff of my taint before... Before I put this on,
I'm not smelling that.
I just put it on my finger. You can smell my taint juice. Ready?
Get the fuck away from me. I'm not fucking smelling you.
It's pretty tainty. You want to smell?
No, I don't.
It's kind of fishy, too.
You have sex today?
No, I didn't have sex today. I don't remember. No, I didn't have sex today. Yeah, but it's a little fishy, a little taint-like.
Now... Try the nut rub.
The nut rub first, yeah. or the spray first?
Actually, try the spray, because it's a deodorant. And then you can do the nut rub.
Should we do the spray and then leave it on there for like 10 minutes and then come back to this? Or should we
just do the spray.
Do it right now?
Read what it says about the... it says right there.
Oh, right in here. Sack spray. Great for a quick refresh. Our pH balance spray... helps neutralize odor while soothing irritation and keeps you smelling fantastic. I'm ready.
I'm ready!
I'm gonna put it right under the gooch.
There you go.
Lift the balls. Get right up in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's refreshing. The pH up there. I wonder what the pH is. What's the pH? What is the pH? It's got to be a high pH, right?
I don't fucking know. I'm a fucking history guy, not a science guy. I almost failed chemistry.
It's got to be alkaline, or else if you put something acidic on your balls, it's got to hurt, right? I'd assume so. But yeah, I mean, you spray it on your nuts, it feels refreshing. It feels like you put, like, cold deodorant on there, something like that.
Dude, grab that nut rub. You'll basically scoop up a little bit on your finger and then rub it. Until it's kind of almost like a liquid.
Kind of like a beard rub.
Exactly. Literally exactly. You do that, and then rub all over your nuts. And first off, smell it, dude. Or rub it, like...
It smells like fresh and clean. Dude, so right? I have the citrus and cedar one here. A little pasty. A little waxy pasty stuff here.
Yeah. And, like, see, as you, like, actually rub it in and it gets in, then, like see, I'm not even joking, smell your hand afterwards because, you know, it's activated. It's been moved around to all the stuff in it that gets it going.
All the nasty juice.
Dude, smell your fucking hand right now. How good does that cologne smell, dude?
Yeah, I mean.
Wicked nice, right? It's fresh. I mean, it's clean.
So,
like,
I haven't taken a shower since, when did I shower? At least yesterday night. So it's been more than a day, more than 24 hours. Fucking,
and you smell clean.
I smell clean.
Yeah,
I feel clean too. Like I don't feel like, you know, you're sitting in there in the same pair of pants all day. I changed my pants, but you're sitting there in the same pair of pants all day. Fucking,
dude, I'll tell you right now,
your crotch gets all fucking knotted up and shit, and fucking.
I'll tell you right now, man.
I
use the cologne, the nut rub, right after I got out of the shower before I went to work. I put it on. Work all day, I work a physical job, came home, and I still fucking smell good. My balls still smell good. Like, it smells fresh, clean, and I'm like, shit, this stuff's legit.
I'm liking it already. I mean, it's been, you know, fucking...
So, If
I would, I'd already recommend. Yeah. I'm excited to use the ball wash in the shower.
Yeah, later. So that's going to be the ball wash is it's nut butt and body wash. It's activated charcoal.
I love shit with charcoal.
I do too, because it really works. It's excellent.
It works great. It really feels good. Refreshing when you do it. You feel very clean. It's fantastic.
And by the way, guys, this isn't an ad read. Like, we didn't get an ad Ballsy to do this. We actually like their fucking product.
They hooked it up. Yeah.
They hooked it up. They sent the stuff just to try, and I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Shit. I mean, if we didn't like it, we could just send it back.
I was going to say, if I didn't like it, I'd just be like, whatever. I'd be like, we didn't pay for it, so fuck off.
Yeah.
But no, I like it a lot. It's nice.
Fantastic, yeah.
So, guys, if you want to keep the woman in your life happy, and you want to smell good downstairs, fucking get the sack pack, or if you want to start easy, just get one thing. Get the ball wash. You know, just get that. Try any of it. And ladies, fucking, we got Christmas coming up. Saturnalia is coming up. Fucking Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all this stuff's coming up. A lot of, like, gift-giving season is upon us. Get your man the sack pack.
Yeah, if your man's got some bad grundle cheese going on there every day, you know what to do. You gotta,
man. And again,
help them out with the cleaning.
Hell yeah, man. You get 15% off your order, too, if you use our code LIBERTY at checkout on Ballsy's website. But yeah, so.
So you just listen to another man, watch another man grope himself?
I did. Sako got really handsy with himself. Then he tried to stick his hands in my mouth, and
yeah,
I'm not going to lie, I got pretty turned on, but fucking. Anyway, fucking people listening are probably like, Jesus fucking Christ, guys, what the fuck? Like, let's go.
Hey, free country, man. You can be gay if you want to. I'm not gay, but, you know.
Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Do what you like.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
If that's dudes, then do dudes.
Do dudes if you want. Just don't tell me about it, because I don't want to hear about it.
So, we got a full docket today.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shit that's went down since
since our last episode. Now, I'm debating. We're definitely going to... we'll hit the cigars in a bit.
Yeah, sure.
So, on the way over, we briefly broached the topic of the idea that... government, the concept of government is violence. Like, the idea of government is violence. Now, people are going to hear that and be like, well, what do you mean? Think about the government and why does the government have any ability to enforce anything? Why do you listen to the government at all? Because they can harm you.
Right.
There's the ever-present threat of violence.
Yeah.
Like, a great example, I remember I read this somewhere. So, think about it like this. A cop pulls you over for not wearing your seatbelt in Massachusetts, right? There's the seatbelt laws in Mass.
Yeah.
Pulls you over, you're not wearing your seatbelt. And he gives you a ticket because you weren't wearing a seatbelt. And he says it's for your own safety.
Yeah.
It's for your own safety, you're supposed to wear a seatbelt. And what if I say, and I'm like, okay, whatever, I take the ticket. And I don't pay the ticket because fuck that. Like, you know, I'm just like, fuck you. I don't want to wear a seatbelt. I'm not paying your fucking ticket. You don't pay the ticket. A warrant gets issued for your arrest because you have unpaid citations.
Yeah.
You get pulled over again or something happens where you interact with the police and they realize you have a warrant. And they say you're under arrest. Mm-hmm. And what happens if you're like, I don't want to go to jail?
They force you.
They literally use physical force against you.
Yeah.
And so think about this. They'll put you in prison because for your own safety, because of the seatbelt. There are small children yelling from upstairs.
It's insane. But, yeah.
So, we got interrupted real quick. But no worries. Child.
No worries. You know what? Stepdaughter issues.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I You know what I keep forgetting to do? Literally, every time I've been coming over here lately, I keep trying to remember to do it. Dude, I want to bring a ton of my Star Wars toys over here for her.
Oh, I think she'd love it.
Yeah.
She's got a few. She's fucking... She loves Star Wars. I've been buying her a bunch of Avengers stuff. She loves... I mean, every kid loves the Avengers. That's huge. But, yeah.
Yeah, next time I come over, I'll remember to bring it. I'll bring, like, a big bag of stuff for
her. Nice. That's fantastic. Thank you. But, yeah, I mean, you're entirely right, though. Fucking... everything that it wants to put into place or enforce or whatever, it's literally enforcing.
It's under threat of force.
Yeah, it's under authority.
Everything is done on, like, taxes. Oh, give us, like, we're going to take a part of your check. And it's like, well, what if I don't want, like, what if you, like, you do it so that, you know, taxes aren't automatically deducted from your check. Because you can do that, where you just pay your tax, like, when you, your taxes to do that, like, filing your taxes, it would just be you owe money. You know what I mean? Instead of a tax return.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, oh, this is how much money you owe the state. And it's like, what if you're like, fuck that, I'm not paying shit to the state. It's my money. Mm. They will put you in prison. They will put you in a cage. Mm. They will fucking force you into a cage.
Yeah.
At fucking gunpoint, or they'll beat the shit out of you with batons.
Yeah. They'll impound your property, too. Yeah.
Because you didn't give them your money.
Yeah.
Like, dude, taxation is fucking theft.
It's
more than theft. Fuck that. That's such a libertarian thing, the taxation is theft thing. Taxation is fucking robbery in reality. Because if you try to stop them, they'll fucking use force to take your shit anyway.
You ever think about that, man? Fucking... We're going to be paying taxes for the rest of our fucking lives. And I hate it. I hate every second of it, because nobody in the fucking country agrees with...
What the tax...
No one agrees with 100% of what we're being taxed for. Whatever your tax money is going towards, right?
You know what really pisses me off? When I see our tax dollars going to foreign countries. Foreign aid.
It's insane.
Foreign aid is the biggest pile of shit ever. I don't remember when I became an American, when I was born, someone being like, hey, later in life, we're going to take a bunch of your money and give it to foreign countries to help prop them up. I don't remember that. Why is U.S. tax dollars being given to fucking every country on the planet?
Yeah. It's fucking insane. Like, yeah, is it nice to help out other people if we have the chance? Yeah, I guess it is. But at the same time, it's like, what if everybody doesn't want their money going into other countries? What if they don't have the money to put into other countries? What if they need it here? It's not fair, and you can say the age-old thing, like, oh, you have the right to vote on it and stuff, but it's like, there's so many people now, you can't, your opinion isn't represented in the Capitol.
And that is why the states need to exercise their power way more.
Right.
Way more. Because at least the state, the impact you have at a statewide election is astro-fucking-nomical compared to a federal election.
Right.
Massachusetts has 8 million people, around about there, 8 million, I think. So it's like, your vote matters a lot more in that than it does in a country of 350 million fucking people. Mm. You know what I mean?
A few things from that, but that going into the taxes, going into federal money, going being outsourced to other countries with little... benefit coming back to the United States.
What the fuck do we gain from all these fucking countries?
I don't know.
Countries that we send our money to.
We don't gain a lot from them. I mean, like, peace of mind, I guess. That's pretty much it. But, like, I'm not saying it's always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a very bad decision. But,
like, giving money to fucking Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's insane.
Or pretty much any Middle Eastern country.
And any of these regime change wars or anything like that. But, like, there was a, I guess there was a speech that Washington gave during, like, his first term. Sometime during the first term he had. And basically what the speech was all about was, like, we need to focus on the United States. We need to stay within our country. We don't, and it was a, for, at that time, the big thing was, like, don't get involved in Europe's wars.
Yeah,
that
was, we're a fledgling republic, maintain the union.
That was the main thing of his stuff, but the whole focus of it was, like, stay in the United States. Focus on our country. Focus on our states. You know what I mean? And I guess presidents and other political leaders around the country for like years and years, probably like 70 years or something like that, repeated that speech yearly. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dope.
I just read about that the other day. I was like, wow, that's fantastic.
And Wait a minute. Hold on. You said other countries.
What?
In other countries?
They repeated... No, not in other countries they repeated that speech, but like in all, like, all the states and stuff, they repeated that speech yearly. I think it was somewhere up until around the Civil War they repeated that speech. And then it just stopped at one point, you know?
Because, I mean, there have always been politicians in the United States that are more interventionist. Mm. I mean, Alexander Hamilton was all about it.
Yeah, he wanted to go fight with France. Yeah,
he was... I mean, I don't know if he was an imperialist, but he was... He was about it. He wanted the United States to be an interventionist state. He wanted us to have a standing military. He wanted us to be like a powerhouse.
Yeah, he wanted us to be like the British Empire.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was definitely, I mean, about that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I just look at shit and I see the things that our money gets spent on. And it makes me so fucking angry. Like,
it sucks, man.
You know the thing that makes me even angrier? You ever look at your check and realize that you pay almost twice as much in federal taxes that you do as...
I was going to say that earlier, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
it's like, how many of those federal dollars do you actually see in your daily life? You don't see much of it at all.
Little to none.
You know? Fucking...
Because at least, like, Massachusetts sucks, but... At least the Massachusetts state taxes are, like, they're in our state. You know what I mean? It's like, is a lot of it lining the pockets of pieces of shit in the Capitol building, in the state house? Yeah. Without a doubt. But either way, it's just like, it doesn't make sense. I just don't get it. I don't get why we pay almost twice as much.
It's insane. Your state is way more important.
Yeah, fuck the federal government.
It doesn't make any sense, man. Like, everybody in every state they live in is directly affected by their state's taxes. Like, you can literally see it every day when you fucking drive down the road and there's someone doing work on the side of the road, on sidewalk, road, fucking street light, whatever it is, you know? No matter what it is. Like, where can you go out and see fucking federal tax dollars over here? The only place I can really think, I mean, there's multiple places.
A military base.
Military base, national park or something like that. Yeah. Like.
It's such bullshit.
And how much, it's got to be like 20% of your paycheck, right? Goes to.
No, it's not that much. It's total, like, 22% of my check I've taken.
So more than 20%.
No, total taxes, 22% of my check.
Yeah.
So federal is probably like 10% of that.
Okay.
Because then you got to include state, and then like fucking FICA and Medicare and all Social Security, all bullshit.
That's insane.
Social Security is bullshit.
It's stupid.
The amount of money that gets taken out of your check every week and goes into Social Security. Dude, put that into a fucking... Put it in the stock market. See, put it in your fucking investment.
It's stupid. It's like... See, the way it's going with us, too, is like... We've been paying it fucking... Since we've been doing shit jobs in high school, right?
And it's not going to be available.
No, we're not going to get it back.
Nope. They're already talking about how they don't... The revenue for Social Security and taxes is not enough for Social Security anymore. Like, it's hitting that point. It's like, oh, great, so we're just completely fucked.
And they're not going to compensate us in any way whatsoever.
No.
stupid. But yeah, the state taxes should, I mean, I'm not saying they should be higher where the federal taxes are now, but the proportion should be opposite of what it is right now, of what's taken out of your check.
Yeah, I don't think the federal government should be able to levy taxes.
No.
At all. I don't believe in that at all. No, I mean, we kind of went into that a little bit on the last episode about what the downsides of having a weak federal government are.
Right.
We talked about it during the War of 1812, you had states that were just fuck off.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think the state should be able to do that if they want.
They should be able to.
If Massachusetts is yeah, we're not sending troops to fight this war.
Right.
Again.
Where the states are united, I mean, there could be a small percentage of the tax money that the state takes that goes to the federal government rather than just taking it directly from the people. That might be a better way to do it.
Yeah, that would be a decent way to do it. Make it so it's the state's responsibility.
Yeah.
To see, now the thing is, knowing fucking shit state politicians,
yeah,
they would just raise state taxes. The state taxes would go up to cover it. Instead of just being oh, okay.
They'd still take more for themselves.
Yeah. Do you know what's fucking insane? Do you know that they control their raises?
Yeah, it's nuts.
They can vote to give themselves a raise?
That's insane. I think that's fucking bonkers.
Give me another job where I can just be we want more money. Oh, okay.
Dude, people could do that. There would be no companies in business anyway. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I understand, there's, obviously ownership has to do that stuff. They have to control their own raises and shit that.
Yeah, that's a private fucking enterprise.
In private companies, but, fucking, these people, if they want a raise, they're just well, I'll give myself a raise, and either I'm going to cut this guy completely, or I'm going to raise taxes so I can have a raise and hire more people. I don't understand what goes through fucking, these people that want socialism and stuff. What goes through their minds when they see a candidate and they're like, we're going to raise taxes by fucking 20% or something ridiculous like that, you know? They're like, oh, that's a good idea. Why doesn't people go to the guys yeah, I'm gonna cut taxes. It's isn't that more appealing to everybody? Shouldn't that just be naturally more fucking appealing?
Socialism appeals to poor people because they will get more government services.
I do understand that, Drew. I'm just saying.
And it appeals to people with money who have enough money to where the tax hit isn't going to hurt them as much.
Right.
You know what I mean? They can absorb it.
Yeah.
Whereas, dude, if you imagine if they raised your taxes. Right now, if you had to pay another 20% in taxes, you'd be fucked. Financially.
I'd be destroyed.
If instead of 22, 23% of your money getting taken, 44% of your check got taken,
I probably couldn't keep my house.
Yeah. You would be fucked. And then you know what? And you know the thing that shows you how fucking retarded the government is? You would apply for whatever, welfare, whatever, and they'd be like, oh, you make too much money.
I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you're ineligible for it. And that's the whole thing about socialism, is eventually you will lose your job because you won't be able to afford your home and stuff like that. Your life will spiral down.
You become dependent on the government.
And you'll become completely fucking dependent on them so that you have to vote for the people that will fucking keep the fucking food on the plate.
That's insane. And you have no fucking free will.
No, you're a slave.
Yeah.
It's like what we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
The goal of socialism and communism, totalitarian state is control of the people.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, don't you want control of your own spending, your own money? Basically what they're saying with this stuff is just you, the citizen, are not responsible enough to be in control of your own spending habits and shit like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And it's like, what? It's like, if someone fucks up, they fuck up. God damn it. They can either figure it out or they can stay at the bottom.
Well, not only that, but it only affects them.
Right.
When the government fucks up, it's everybody. You're really going to try... to put this in perspective for people who don't understand, the U.S. government is $22 trillion in debt right now. You're going to trust an organization with your money that is $22 trillion in debt? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were looking for a financial manager and they're like, oh, we're $22 trillion in debt, give us your money.
Right. If you had,
you're going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, if you had any, give me like,
money.
If you had fucking, if you had a, if you had a, like, a investing firm helping you or something like that, they'd be like, don't fucking go with this guy.
Like, yeah, like, he's an idiot and doesn't know how to do things. Like, I think, and this has been, like, brought up before, and I really do think, and it'll never pass. It'll never fucking pass. But I think, I praise the Founding Fathers so fucking much. One thing they missed, there should have been a fucking amendment that was, elected officials should not get paid if the budget is not balanced. Until the budget is balanced, they don't get a paycheck.
That'd be awesome.
Because they'd actually fucking get it done.
Yeah.
Like,
they make way too much money now, too. It's insane. I haven't looked at their rates in years, but the last time I did, I was like, holy shitballs. Like,
Charlie Baker makes like $250,000. Why does Charlie Baker make $250,000?
I don't get it.
Fuck him. What the hell does he do? He's a cunt.
He makes more money on top of that, I'm sure. I'm sure he gets...
Oh, you know how much fucking money he's taking?
Endorsements and shit like that?
Fucking... I mean, nothing public. It's all bribes.
Bribes from that. It bribes from fucking charitable organizations and things like that. It's fucking insane.
I'm going to take a moment to pause and talk about the cigars we're smoking right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a couple Gurkhas.
Did we smoke these last time we did a podcast? The one you're doing?
Yeah, well, we smoked these.
We didn't review them, though.
A tiny bit. I don't think we... I'm smoking the same type of cigar that I had last time. Just the standard Gurkha. I have the fucking Sinister. I have the Gurkha Sinister, and it's a bomb. Fucking.
It's quite sinister. Fat.
It's a fucking thick, tightly packed. Keeps its fucking. Stays lit. It's not going out. Great draw. Good flavor. Not too harsh. Anything like that. Smooth, honestly, it's a right description for it. What I'm figuring out is that, like, that's just how I like my cigars. Like, I don't like acids, like those cigars that are wicked harsh when you smoke them. You know what I mean?
So, like, they have a bunch of different flavors. I've had some acids I like and some I don't. A lot of the acids have like a flavored texture to them. A flavored leaf. You know what I mean? Have you tasted that before?
I have.
I guess that's nice. I don't really like that much. Some of them have a pretty good draw and stuff. But, these Gurkhas are good. They're nice. I'm smoking another Gurkha. It's the Enforcer. James had one of these the other day, and he's like, you gotta smoke this, man. It's fantastic. Great. And it really is a great cigar. And it's like... The one that James is smoking is really good. I've had multiple of those now, and this one's even better. It's like
it's
smoother. Dude, oh my God, it's a better flavor. It's like the one you're smoking is not that harsh, but this is even it's even mellower than that is. And like it looks like it wouldn't be too, because you generally darker cigars are a little more harsh. They get a thicker smoke.
Yeah,
but this one is not. It's great flavor. Maybe a little tougher draw, maybe a little tightly more packed than that one, but it burns for a while. I think that helps it burn longer, and great cigar. Excellent.
Excellent. And as far as our beer review today, we don't have any like craft beers or like small brewery, anything like that. We're just drinking Corona Extras right now.
Hey, man, Corona's a great...
Corona's solid, man.
You know what I've been noticing? I've been drinking them a lot lately, and they don't fill you up because it's not a wheat beer or anything
that. Yeah, no, it's like, you know,
you're not drinking bread.
Mexican?
I didn't know that, but I could have guessed. Is it really Puerto Rican?
It's a Puerto Rican beer that it says it's Imported beer from Mexico. That's what it says on there, right?
Yeah.
It's not a Mexican beer. Originally, like, the recipe is not a Mexican beer. It's a Puerto Rican beer.
No kidding.
That is now made in Mexico.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, thanks to our province of Puerto Rico for these beers.
Yeah, man. Puerto Ricans, man. Fucking A. Sucks that because there's probably no money from Corona going to Puerto Rico anymore.
Nope.
It's all Mexico now.
Ugh. Ain't that shitty, huh?
Yeah, man. Fucking... If you lived in Puerto Rico, would you want to become a state? Or would you like just being one of the territories? Because, like, they don't pay the taxes we pay.
And they still don't know.
At the same time, they don't get to vote in our elections.
If I was there, I might think differently and stuff like that. But being here, I might just want to be Puerto Rico. Fucking, you know.
Because they are American citizens.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans are American citizens. But, I mean, they've held referendums before about statehood.
Mm. I remember that,
and
yeah.
It doesn't pass. Mm. Like, I think a large majority of them like being their own entity.
Yeah.
You know, like, they are Americans. Like, they are. But they have their own very distinct culture and identity.
Right.
Not to mention that you know you have you have your big brother America covering your ass.
Right.
Like, if shit hits the fan.
I think if they did make that shift, and it may happen at some point, it's going to be really hard on a lot of their citizens. It might fuck a lot of them over, because...
In what way?
I just think that, I don't know the proper way to say this, but basically, Puerto Rico is a much poorer country than we are. And switching over to our currency and our government and
well, they use U.S. dollars, don't they?
I feel like they accept them. I don't know if that's their currency.
You have your phone?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Look that up. I think they do. I thought in Puerto Rico the U.S. but dollar was their currency.
I still suspect that it's much poorer over there.
Oh, no, it is.
And if they switched onto a United States tax program, it might fuck a lot of these people over.
Do you think if Puerto Rico became a state, it would become almost like the welfare state of the United States?
Like, I think a lot of it might, yeah. I don't know. Because
did you know Puerto Rico has its own National Guard?
I didn't know that.
U.S. Army. They have the Puerto Rican National Guard, just like the Massachusetts Guard, everything like that.
Really?
Like, when I was in boot camp, there was a Puerto Rican Guard guy with me. Good dude.
Let me see.
But, Sokka's looking up to see if Puerto Rico uses the U.S. dollar. You know what's fucking crazy? You know there are multiple countries that use our currency?
Yes,
there's
I did know
South
that.
South American countries that their money is the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Because the money they were using had no value. Like, on the international market, it was worthless. So they literally opted to use our currency.
Yes, they do use the U.S. dollar in Puerto Rico. Okay. Yeah. The island's currency is the U.S. dollar.
Makes sense. I mean, they're one of our territories. Why wouldn't they? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're citizens.
There's also access to American banks and ATMs there as well.
Okay. I mean, it would be kind of cool, though, if Puerto Rico did join the union.
It would be cool.
Like, I think it would be cool to, like, I don't know, just to be alive during that and be like...
Hey, yeah, I think so, too.
I got to see the United States add the 51st star.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's the other thing, too. People don't realize that it's like... We've added states relatively recently.
Right. When
Alaska and Hawaii aren't that...
Right. Hawaii is very recent, right?
Yeah. Are you still online?
I can follow it up again.
Somewhere... Hawaii...
Before or after World War II or something?
I think it was shortly after World War... Or no, Hawaii... Or actually, I don't know.
Hawaii is the most recent one, right?
Was Hawaii a state when it got attacked?
I don't know.
Or no? Was it just a territory? So, like, that's some interesting shit people don't think about.
It was just a territory. It became a state August 21st, 1959.
Wow.
So, like...
Holy shit.
15 years after World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. What about Alaska? Yeah, Alaska's statehood.
I feel like that was earlier, but I could be wrong.
I think it was earlier. But I don't think it was that much earlier. I think it was still 1900s when Alaska became a state.
Oh, same year.
Same year. Really?
January 3rd, 1959.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, see, I think that's wicked cool. Like, I think that's awesome. Like, I don't know. I think it would be really cool if Puerto Rico became a state. You know what I mean? I think that would be a cool thing.
Okay, yeah. So, Alaska was a province since 1867.
Yeah, we bought it from the Russians.
Yeah, we bought it from the Russians, and it was a constant dispute between the British Empire and the Russians, and we gained it in a consequential purchase somehow.
You think the Russians regret that now? Think about the natural resources that Alaska has. How fucking huge Alaska is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, Alaska's like the size of half of the United States.
Yeah, it's like, you put it in the middle of the country, it covers like...
Like, it's huge. That's something people don't realize. I think, like, people have this thing of, like... I think everyone knows Alaska's big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I think they think... They're like, oh, it's, like, the size of Texas. It's, like, mm-hmm. It's, like, four times the size of Texas.
Yeah, it's massive.
Fucking, like... It is fucking gigantic. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, man... And the natural resources in Alaska... Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my god, Alaska could easily be one of the richest states in the world if they were to, like, use all the natural resources there. If they were to, like, fucking, like, go hardcore with, like, mining and oil production, stuff like that, they could be completely fucking independent. Completely independent from the rest of the world. Another state that can do that? Texas.
Yeah.
Texas
kind of does.
You know that Texas is, they're one of the largest, Texas and California are both, they have bigger economies than, I think, every nation in Europe.
Wow.
Like, I think California has a bigger economy than any country in Europe.
I'm not that surprised, actually.
Which is nuts. And I think same with Texas. And Texas, like, Texas's economy is bigger than Russia's.
Damn. Wow.
So anyone who really thinks Russia's that much of a fucking threat, they're not. They're not the Soviet Union anymore. They're still, they're power.
Yeah.
They're a world power. But, like, if we were to go to war with Russia for some fucking weird reason, and I don't know why the hell we'd go to war with Russia, but... If we went to war with Russia, they would not be able to maintain a war for that long. Just because they don't have the money. They literally do not have the means to maintain a fucking protracted war with us. Like, they just don't. Like, Massachusetts is one of the richest states in the world, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Massachusetts. I'm sure New York is up there as well.
But, dude, that's the thing, too. Even, like, some of the poorer states in the United States, they're still... Fuck, like, dude, I think Mississippi is the poorest state in the Union.
Okay.
I think. And it's still, like... For example, if you throw Mississippi in... I think it's... If you throw it into Africa, it has a bigger GDP than any African country.
Yeah, I believe that. Sure.
And I think that's, like... And I'm talking including North Africa.
Yeah.
Like, Egypt and Morocco and mm-hmm. everything. Mississippi still beats them in terms of income. People don't understand how rich the United States is and how, like, well off American citizens are.
Right.
Like, the poorest people in the United States are still so much better off than people in a lot of shit. Like,
they could.
Lesser countries.
They could go live in another country and live like kings.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Fucking homeless people have iPhones.
Yeah.
What? Like, what the fuck?
There's kids around there that haven't even seen an iPhone. There's old people that haven't seen an iPhone around the world. And my friend was just telling me the other day, he was like, yeah, me and a couple of buddies are thinking about going to Panama City for vacation because we can go there, spend a couple hundred bucks, and live like kings for a week.
Yeah, man. You should be careful because you're a target.
Right. I think you just, in that case, you just stay, if there's a resort or a hotel, you just stay there.
Yeah. Because, and especially because those resorts fucking protect Americans. Because,
right, they have legit security down there. Yeah,
because you are their income.
Yeah.
They don't want to fuck that up. They want Americans to feel safe there. And, you know what I mean? Like, they don't want Americans to have to worry about coming down.
Right.
Because they'll lose their income. They'll lose a shoe. But one of their biggest things is, dude, attracting Americans as tourists, it has to be Americans and Europeans. Attracting Americans and Europeans as tourists is, like, one of the biggest money-making things you can do.
Yeah.
As a nation. Like, dude, make your country friendly to the West.
Yeah.
And, man, your economy will fucking boom. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
I haven't looked into it much since, I mean, I guess it was probably, like, 6 or 8 months ago now. When did that, was it an American tourist or an American journalist or something like that that got... that just got randomly killed in the Dominican Republic or something.
Oh, that was a ton of people. They kept getting poisoned at that resort.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think, like, 26 people died. Like,
and now nobody's going any there anymore? Yeah. I bet you that's killed their economy
fuck
recently.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Who the fuck? I'm not going to fucking the Dominican Republic.
Oh, no fucking way. Hell no. I'll go to Aruba.
Exactly. I was like, I'll go to another fucking country that isn't going
to... I'll go to the tropics somewhere else.
I'll go to the fucking Caribbean. I'll go to the Bahamas. Mm. Bahamas loves Americans.
Bahamas, so I go to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, hell yeah, I'll go to fucking one of our places.
Yeah.
Do you know what, yo? Do you know what's nuts?
Mm.
Do you know the Bahamas is part of the British?
It's part of the British
Empire.
British Empire,
like, yeah. Like,
they have a bunch of islands down there.
They do, man. So do the French. Like, this doesn't get talked about
anymore. There's a lot.
This doesn't get talked about anymore, and it's like, like, people have this mindset of, like, oh, empires don't exist anymore. You know what I mean? That thing. And I'm like, bro, when I was down in the Bahamas, man, like, I noticed I took a
British flags flying everywhere.
Flags everywhere. And there's soldiers. Now, they're Bahamians.
Yeah.
They're locals. But they're wearing military uniforms with the Union Jack on them.
Yeah.
They're British troops.
Yeah.
And it's like... shit, like, yeah, man, that's
pretty cool.
Fucking
yeah, I noticed that when I got to the Bahamas too, and I was like,
but nice people.
Yeah, really nice people,
friendly.
And
I had a dude offer me coke the second I got off the boat.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
coke and Cuban cigars.
Yeah, I bought a Cuban.
Yeah, I think I brought cigars.
Did you?
I think I brought cigars. Yeah.
Because I wish I could have explored around the Bahamas a little more. We went to Alamos. Around the city. And
where'd you go? Nassau?
Yeah, we were in Nassau.
Nassau's the big tourist spot. I mean, that's right. Where the cruise ships go.
Yeah. We went to Nassau. We explored around there. And then, like, we go to the cruise ship owns, like, a tiny little island off.
Okay.
Something like that. It wasn't Coco.
It wasn't Coco. Dude. No. Yo.
But it was awesome, you know?
What crew? Who are you with?
It was Carnival, right? Carnival?
I went with Royal Caribbean, I think.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean's got those... they have the massive, like, super ships. I mean, they're all fucking huge, but, like, Royal Caribbean's got, like, the fancy-ass ones.
Yeah. Dude, Royal Caribbean, I'll give them a shout-out. Shit. They're fucking... I had such a blast on that cruise.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
great fucking time, man.
I mean, you gotta have fun on a cruise, right? It's fucking... everything provided for you and stuff like that. You're not getting...
nothing to... guys, if you listen... if you ever go on a cruise, get the fucking all-inclusive stuff. Get the unlimited drinks package. Get, like...
you don't want to miss anything.
It
shit.
Makes it so that you can just fucking relax and just enjoy yourself. Like,
right.
I drank nonstop
mm-hmm.
on the cruise.
I got pissed on mine because the way they set up our drink packages, we could only use 15 drinks a day. Which is, you have to be smart about using that. And it's like, you don't want to have
bullshit.
You don't want to have to think about that. Like, you just want to sip beer throughout the day. You know, you want to have a drink in your hand. You're in a tropical place on vacation on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Like, you just... like, and then when it comes time to like, it's nighttime, you want to have, like, 10 beers in an hour or something like that.
Yeah,
if you're young, you want to get drunk, go dance, run around the boat.
Yeah.
Like, You're like, oh, you only have two drinks left. You're like, what the fuck? You're like, damn it. Then you start going fucking buying drinks off people and stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, that was the thing that was sweet. Royal Caribbean, I had the unlimited drink package. There wasn't a limit.
Well, yeah, this was Carnival's unlimited package.
See, that's bullshit. I'd be like, this isn't unlimited. What the fuck? Nah, man. I drank too much on that cruise. Like, it was a 4-day cruise. I think I was averaging probably like 30, 35 beers a day.
That's not a lot. You could spread out through the whole day either. But yeah, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. It's not a, if you're looking to go get some culture on a vacation, though, it's not.
No.
You don't want to go on a cruise.
No, a cruise is just a bunch of Americans getting fucked up in the middle of the ocean.
And, like, I thought, like, on like, some of the excursions I went on, I was going to get that. So I was, like, a little disappointed by some of the excursions I went on. I was like, I just should have not expected that. I should have just been like, I'm here to relax and party, and that's it, you know?
I won the snorkeling excursion.
Oh, did you guys do a snorkeling one?
Yeah, I won it in the, we were doing trivia. And I won, and they're like, oh, you got a free snorkeling excursion for two, and me and my bro went, and I got marooned on the rocks, because the water was a little choppier than ideal for it, and I'm not a great swimmer, so, like, I was, like, panicking a little bit,
because,
like, I was like, fuck me, man, so, like, you know, you see, like, these rocks. I guess the reef, right? I guess is what it would be. It would be one of the coral reefs. I don't know if it's a coral reef, but the fucking reef, whatever. Yeah. Was right there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to kind of, like, go sit on that just to, like, get a break.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit's sharp.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That shit fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking,
like,
sharp.
So I just kept getting slammed into it. By the water. I was like, Jesus. Like, trying to fucking get... Oh, man. Oh, shit.
But, yeah. It was great.
Me and Joe got fucking hammered on the... the highlight... Like, I have a bunch of memories, but the best thing is laying on a beach chair, just reclining in the sun. I'm fucked up. Just drunk, chilling, enjoying myself. And I realized that my beer is empty. I was like, oh, man. Like, dude rides up on a fucking ATV with a cooler on the back, and he's like, you guys need beer? Do you guys need a drink? And I was like, yeah. And just gave me a fucking... He gave me two Coronas and drove away. Because it was on Coco Cay.
Yeah.
So it's Royal Caribbean's island.
Yeah.
And that guy just worked for them. Mm-hmm. His whole job, drive around, and if you see someone who has an empty drink, give them another drink.
Yeah, yeah. They had those people on the island I went
fucking
to, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. A great time we had. We were there and freaking with Ryan, and we freaking were like, all right. The girl's like, oh, yeah, go get us some drinks. You know, they want, like, whatever their mixed drink is, some coconut rum thing or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have those. And me and Ryan are walking over
to
the bar.
And it's in the coconut, right?
What?
It was in the coconut or in a pineapple.
I think that was an option. You could have gotten a coconut or a pineapple or something. And we walk over, like, there's a big tiki bar and stuff set up.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
And we get over there, and I'm like, let's sit here and have a few drinks before we go back over to the woman. It's like, just let's just hang.
Little guy time.
Yeah. That was great. Me and Ryan won a sandcastle competition.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. We made SpongeBob.
That's dope.
It was great.
Speaking of tropical islands, I want to talk to you about your girl, Tulsi.
Oh, yeah.
You love Tulsi.
Oh, dude, I love Tulsi.
I do, too.
I think she's fantastic.
It doesn't hurt that she's gorgeous.
No, you know what? Like, it never hurts in anything if you're attractive.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, and unless you're talking about the Me Too movement in a fucking company or something like that. But we already went there on another episode,
yeah,
I think. But yeah, it always helps. And not just that, she's fit and she's in good health and she's young. Why is that not a good thing for a candidate, right?
I know, and she's a veteran.
Like,
she's not even a veteran, she's fucking currently serving.
Right, like, we have all these candidates that are in their 70s. It's like...
Like Bernie Sanders, who just had fucking, what was it, four, or like, a couple stints put in his fucking heart?
He had two stints put in his heart.
Done.
And it's like, I feel for the guy. I mean,
dude sucks.
I wish no harm on him. Like, I think his political opinions are nuts. fucking, I don't think he's ill-willed towards anybody or something like that. I don't want him to die or nothing like that. Like, hope he's okay. But, like...
Call me fuck.
But, like, all these older people that are getting put into the race, it's like...
Joe Biden?
Do you really want a president that's already in his mid-70s? Like, what if some complication comes up and, like, something happens? What the hell? What do you do? You know?
I mean, the vice president takes
The vice president steps up, but do you want that?
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's like, Trump is already... He was the oldest president ever elected. And he was 70.
He was 70, elected. You know?
But, I don't know, like... Trump's, like, a different breed, though, man. Does he strike you as a 70-year-old man?
No, and I think his money's kind of kept him up a little better, you know? Like
it
kept his health up good and everything.
His energy level is crazy.
And I'm sure his, like... this is the other thing. Like, Trump wasn't a politician forever. Politicians have extremely high stress levels. That's got to take a huge toll on you in your age.
Yeah,
like,
you think Trump didn't have high stress levels?
I don't think it was as high as these other people. Look,
massive.
Look at him though. Look at him when he talks to people and stuff like that. He doesn't like.
Well, I think he enjoys it.
He enjoys.
He loved being a real estate mogul.
It's part of who he is. Yeah. Like. He lived for that stuff.
Yeah, he literally grew up doing it with his dad.
Right, like that's his whole thing. And it's like, these people in politics are just constantly stressed all the time. Like, sure, they might be 71, but maybe, like, their actual age because of how much they've done. And, like, their aging...
physical age is, like, 82.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't want a president that's fucking in their fucking mid-70s and could fucking actually die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean... If Trump gets reelected...
He'll be 78 by the end of his thing or something like that?
Yeah, I think at the end he'll be 77 or 78, yeah. I think it was 78. I think it'll be 78.
And, like, that's a little scary. I mean, he could have some complication come up in his next term if he gets elected.
Easily.
You know?
Easily.
I like Pence, so I won't...
I don't think Pence is going to be his running mate this year.
Really? That would be interesting. I don't know if that would...
Dude, when the fuck was the last time you saw Mike Pence?
I haven't heard anything about Pence in a long time.
Anything.
The only thing I recently heard was something about him interacting with the Ukrainian... Is it a prime minister? Or what's their leader there?
I think it's
their leader. There's something about him interacting with him. But yeah, I haven't heard anything about Pence recently.
He's completely out of the way. Which is probably how he likes it. He doesn't have to do it. But like... I don't think Trump's going to take Pence as his VP. Do you know what would be, like, the smartest move that he could make in terms of, like, a political move? But the thing is, Trump's not a politician. So, like, right. I don't know if he would do this. But at the same time, he's fucking... Everyone... By the way, seriously, if you think that Donald Trump is stupid, you're an idiot.
No, His whole game worked for him. It worked fantastically
Trump
for him.
Is not
if you don't like it, that's fine.
That's fine. I'm not saying you have to like him.
But
thinking that he's dumb, I'm like, dude, like, you don't
he's
underestimate your opposition.
Like,
I'm like, yo, he won. He fucking won.
Yeah, he might do things that you think are fucking stupid, but it worked for him.
Yeah. He's not a stupid man.
He played the show. Fucking.
He's a fucking showman.
He played.
Literally. He's a showman.
He had the best show in all those debates. Yeah. That's why he got elected.
Jeb is a mess.
It was a mess. But yeah, dude. Like,
Jeb is a big, fat mistake.
And like, that's why, and it's not just him, that's why Bernie did so well in the last election.
He's a showman.
He's a showman. And he said that on tape before. He's like, these debates don't mean anything. The politics we talk about on these debates is, like, not even a, like...
No, it's all about sound bites.
It's not even a fraction of what our policies are about.
Said that on...
On Rogan, he was
on
talking.
On Joe Rogan, yeah.
Another
beer, kid!
Beers. But, yeah, he's like, it's not about fucking selling these people on our policies. It's about getting people to like you and put on the best show for everybody. Half of this stuff is just exaggerated, manufactured stuff that they're throwing out there to get the far left
That was the other thing. Trump was putting on a show, but But the thing is, he wasn't, like, lying, though. You know what I mean about, like, what he wanted to do?
No, like, not really at
all. You get a lot of politicians that throw stuff out there all the time. And then they get into office and they don't do any of the shit that they talked about. Trump has done a lot of his campaign, like, yeah, promises.
Like, how many times did Obama say he was going to pull the troops?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking. And then he pulls the majority of the troops out of Iraq without any fucking, like, nothing. And ISIS gets created. Mm-hmm. You know what? Same time, like, I give Obama a lot of shit about that. At the same time, though, part of me is like, I don't even really give a fuck. Fuck the Middle East. Get our troops out of there.
Get them out.
Let ISIS take over the Middle East. Who fucking cares about the Middle East? Jesus Christ. Just make sure our country is secure. Yeah. Like, let the Middle East tear itself apart. And you know what? If we're worried about, like, oh, some peoples in the Middle East coming after us, then secure our fucking borders more. You know what I mean? Just make it harder for fucking possible threats to get in.
Right.
Like, Christ.
Like, if an actual government or military faction made a fucking legitimate threat to the United States that they were going to attack us or bomb us or something like that, that's when we do something about it. It's like, we don't take threats from people. We're the United States. You do not threaten the United States.
In our history, you threaten the United States, it's not good. Even when we weren't, like, a military juggernaut yet, like, the U.S. wasn't, like, and it's because we've always had that, like, and I think we still do. We have, like, the United States today has this mentality of we're top dog, we're the baddest motherfucker and the biggest kid in the playground.
Yeah.
But I think Americans still, literally since our founding as a nation, since we declared independence, we've had an underdog mentality. Like, the spunky, like, we'll do whatever the fuck we have to do to win.
Right, because that's how we became
what we are.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, and that's how everyone who has, like, people who fucking come to the United States. Why the fuck do you think the United States is so successful at everything we fucking do? It's because we have the best of everyone.
Yeah.
We have the best people. Like, the most daring. Yeah. The most risk-taking people.
Yeah.
In the world come here. So we get that blood mixed in with us, and we get all these people who are willing to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all descended from people who fucking went across the sea on a ship.
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, and even, like, us, our families came over later. Like, well, I'm not talking about the fucking Mayflower.
Right.
Like, my family came over in the it would be early 1900s. My family, both my Irish and my Italian side.
Yeah, most of my side did too, but I mean, I'm part English, I'm part French Canadian. I don't know how far back my English goes, but, like, it could be pretty far back.
Yeah, it's like you could be, and that's the thing. So, starting with our ancestors who came here in the early 1900s, think about travel in the fucking early 1900s. Let's get on this fucking ship and go across the ocean where we have no one to fucking help us. We're just going to get there. We don't speak the fucking language. And hopefully we can figure it out and make it happen.
Right. You
balls it takes to do that?
Like,
would you do that right now?
Fucking.
Would you move to some country and be like, oh, fucking, I have a little bit of money and, like, a tiny bit of money, and it's like, oh, hopefully I can figure it out.
I mean, yeah, but I'd still move to a place where I had fucking family. I wouldn't move to a place where it's just fucking. But even if you do, like, even if I fucking, if I had no, like, family situation going on right now, I was single and I just wanted to fucking go over to Italy and fucking live with the few cousins I have there or something like that, all they can do for me is give me a bed to sleep in.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
They can't fucking support you.
Yeah, they're not going to want me to stay there forever.
Forever. They're going to be like, you going to go do something?
Yeah. Fucking hard. I'd have to go over there, learn a language, fucking learn the system, get a job, get a place to live.
Now that's saying because there is a system. So think about that English part of you. If it is way back, there was no fucking system.
Nope.
You came over here and there were fucking Indians that were gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Let alone there were Indians that would kill you. And if it was, like, say you have British blood.
Mm-hmm.
English blood. So you have the Indians that'll kill you. You have the French that will kill you. You have the Spanish that will kill you. There's no fucking government there to help you or anyone. It's literally just like, well, I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna build a house out of the trees I find.
I'm gonna build a house and start a little farm.
Start a farm!
And hope I can stay alive.
Hope I can survive.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. And if I get in real trouble, hope maybe the church can help me. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on where the fuck you live. Yeah. You're in the middle of nowhere. What the fuck's the church gonna do for you? They're not gonna have enough resources to help you. Yeah. They might be able to help you a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Give you enough food so you don't starve to death. But, like, fuck, dude. The people that came over here, those are ballsy motherfuckers.
Especially the ones that survived and made it. The ones that made it that far.
Americans are not... who said this? Some president said this, I think. Some American... obviously, American president. Americans are not descended from fearful men. It's in the beginning of Carlin's podcasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's fucking true. Americans are not descended from fearful men.
No, they couldn't be.
Like, we're daring motherfuckers. We all have that in us. If you're an American... that blood is in you. Someone in your line, man, they took a fucking major risk. Mm-hmm. Like, you go to a lot of these other countries where it's like, oh, my family's lived in this country literally for 1,000 years. It's like, dude, you could just be shit. You could have nothing exceptional in your bloodline. You're not resilient. You're not tough. You're just a dude. But it's like, you're a fucking American, man. You're an American. It's like somewhere in that line, man, there's someone who fucking... risked life and limb to get it done.
And we can take all of that and put it into today. You can, like, all these people, all the stuff these people went through throughout the years, from the beginnings of America to the 1800s, to the 1900s, all the shit these people had to do through coming over here on a limb with no guarantee of success and making it. And their family bloodline going on, that's the stuff you want in America. And that's why it should be hard to become an American.
Yep. Absolutely. I 100% agree. Hold up. I want to bring this back.
Okay, we can bring it back.
We brought Tulsi up, and I want your...
Oh, yeah.
Arthur, hold on. One thing... then back to Tulsi.
Fingers back and forth.
We talked about... I mentioned what I thought Trump was going to do for a vice presidential candidate, or what I think would be really smart.
Okay.
I think if he took Nikki Haley... Do you know who Nikki Haley is?
I think you talked to me about her before, but I don't know who she is.
She's the former governor of South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I've heard about her. I've heard her speak and stuff.
She's a Hindu as well.
Oh, okay.
So, minority, female, and fucking sharp as fucking nails. Like, that lady knows her shit. He picked her as his representative at the UN.
Oh, all right.
She doesn't do anymore. She resigned because she was like, I haven't seen my kids in 4 months. She was like, I've had enough of this shit.
That's a decent reason to resign from something like that.
Yeah. But she fucking kicked ass. Dude, while she was there, she was calling out these other countries. You're like, get your fucking act together. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? And they're like, man, bro. Like,
it'd be a smart move.
Oh, my God. Not to mention, I'd be so cool with Nikki Haley being president.
Yeah.
She's legit. Nikki Haley's legit.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But, all right, so Nikki Haley.
But Tulsi being... coming back into this debate, I was so pumped when I heard that.
I was pretty excited. I said it to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a very, very slim chance that she comes into the... gets into the top seat and actually gets the nomination for the Democratic Party. But if she did, they got a shot.
I think... she's their only shot.
I think she's their only shot.
Because the rest of them are... they're all fucking radicals.
They're radicals.
And I think your average Americans hear about, like, these crazy fucking tax increases and more and more and more government involvement. And I think your average Joe, when they actually learn about it and they're just like, yeah, I don't really want the government saying that I can't eat fucking beef. or red meat.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, oh, it's bad for the environment. I'm like, fuck you, off. Asshole. I'm going to eat my steak.
But yeah, dude, like, you look at the Democratic Party, it's like, they don't even have faith in their own candidates. Fucking, their biggest fucking game right now is getting Trump impeached. They don't even want to put support under their own candidates. They're just like, we got to just get this guy out of here. And the stupidest thing about this whole thing is, it's all a hoax anyway. But if it actually did happen and Congress voted to impeach Trump, mm-hmm. Pence just becomes president.
That's something that I think a lot of these people that want Trump impeached don't understand.
It's like, you can't beat Trump. You're not going to beat Pence either.
Probably not.
It's like, is that much better for you? Like
Mike Pence, that's the thing too. People think like, I love this concept that like Trump's a hardcore conservative. Trump's not conservative at all. Fucking Trump is a traditional Democrat, is what he is. Fucking Mike Pence is a fucking evangelical conservative. Yeah. He's like hard fucking core.
Right. Like he's super Christian and like. Yeah. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's just that's who he is. He's that carries over to all his things. He's very much into military superiority and stuff like that. And I love Mike Pence. I think he's very well spoken. He's very well respected and he's very successful. But like
Pence pulled me back onto the Trump train during the campaign.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Oh man,
because I fell off for a while, dude. After the fucking Mike Pence Tim Kaine debate. We watched it together, didn't we?
I don't know if I watched it with you. I watched it with Joey, and that was the best debate out of all of them because it was just like, it was utter domination. It was like a 90-10 win.
You know, he made Tim Kaine look like a petulant child.
Oh, that guy sucked.
Literally made him.
It wasn't even competition. Child. It was like, I don't understand why Hillary picked that guy.
I don't know either. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
And it's like, hey, Hillary Clinton, she's scum, but. She is. She's scum.
She is. No, she's a piece of shit.
Fuck
her.
But, like, she's a very smart politician. She's...
I don't know if she is, though.
Like...
Is she?
I don't know. She's fucking...
She seems like kind of a fucking moron to me.
Look at where it's got her, though. Fucking all this stuff she's done. Like, fucking...
Yeah, but wait. What it didn't get her anything. Her political prowess didn't get her anything.
It got her a lot of power. Fucking she, you know...
Yeah, a lot of power. I think it was being married to Bill got her all that power. Being
married to Bill.
The only reason she became the senator in New York is because fucking, what was it, JFK Jr. died in that fucking plane crash.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason she became the senator.
Became the senator, but, like, she did that. It brought her up to being fucking Secretary of State.
Under Obama.
But, like, she played her way up to there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand why she picked someone so stupid like that. And
okay, I was like, you couldn't have picked someone who was like.
But yeah.
She should have picked Bernie.
I don't think they align at all.
He endorsed her.
He did endorse her.
Which just shows how much of a fucking loser he is.
Yeah, I mean.
He caved. Fucking caved.
Yeah,
to the Democratic Party.
Bad.
The same party that fucking rigged the election against him.
Yep.
Like that's not, like, people are like, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that's fucking fact. The Democratic Party literally, the fucking superdelegates, literally, like Bernie won states during the Democratic primary, and they gave the votes to Hillary.
It's insane. Yeah, that was nuts, huh?
Like, fuck the Democratic Party.
Oh, man. I was hoping it would be Bernie, too, because those debates would have been fucking fantastic.
Like, it would have been so funny.
They would have been the best political debates in history. for presidential candidates. But yeah, Tulsi being back in here is fantastic. And I think what she's got to do, and she's not going to have much chance off the bat in this next debate. When they give her a chance, she's got to attack Biden or Warren hard. And she's got to go after them, and she's got to go after some fucking corrupt thing they're doing.
And she needs to interrupt. She needs to interrupt people.
Yeah, she has to interrupt people.
Because that's what they all fucking do.
Yeah, that's what they all do. She doesn't have to be crazy about it like others. She doesn't have to be Kamala Harris about it.
No, she'd be calm. And she always is. Like, she's all, dude, like, when she answers questions, you ever notice how, like, just measured she is in what she says? And just, like, cool, calm and collected. It's almost like she's an officer in the U.S. Army.
Fucking, but like, when she called out Kamala Harris in that last debate.
Holy shit.
That destroyed Kamala Harris. That is
she
what...
She has dropped, hasn't she?
Huge. Dude, like, she was, what, number four in the polls before that happened or something like that?
Three.
Three or
she
four?
She was above Bernie. I think she was below Biden.
And she got the most talking time in like the first two debates or something like that. Mm-hmm. Destroyed her cure campaign. Destroyed it.
Tulsi needs to fucking not listen to the media when they talk about her. First off, they don't talk about her.
They don't.
You know, so it's because they don't want her.
They don't want to endorse her
because she's not far left enough.
She's not far left enough, and she's not. She's not about just fucking going along with the Reddit and bring power to
the party. She hates the Democratic Party. She was in the she resigned her position in the DNC.
Yeah,
like DNC. I mean that's Democratic National Committee. I don't know, fucking whatever it was. She resigned when it came out about what they did to Bernie.
Yeah,
she resigned her position. She's like, I don't want to be a fucking part of this.
Right, because she was part of his campaign the last election, right?
She endorsed him during the last election. Yeah,
yeah.
And she was like, "This is fucking insane. I'm not doing this." I think that she needs to just stay fucking committed because every fucking debate she's been in, she has been the most Googled candidate afterwards.
Really.
Yep, every time.
See, people like her, man. Like,
people like her because a lot of people don't know her because the media doesn't fucking talk about her. All they talk about is Joe Biden and fucking Liz Warren. That's all they talk about is Joe Biden and Liz Warren.
Like, honestly, the media is supposed to talk about is Fox. Fox is talking about her a bunch. They've had her on multiple times.
Tucker Carlson has had her on fucking a ton of times.
Yeah, Hannity's had her on a couple times.
I fucking hate Hannity. So much. Oh my god. Like, I like Tucker. I love Tucker. Tucker's great. Hannity, though.
He's nuts.
Oh my god.
He's crazy.
He's such a fucking party piece of shit.
Yep.
Trump could literally be like, we're confiscating all firearms and killing any American that doesn't turn in their guns. And Hannity would be like, you're not a freedom loving patriot if you don't turn in your guns. Like, that's him. He'd literally do that. Meanwhile, Tucker would probably be like, well, got my AR. Time to go fucking. Go start the fucking boogaloo.
I like Tucker. I felt really bad for him. Remember when that shit happened?
Those people fucking came to his house?
They came to his house.
And he wasn't home?
Threatened his family and stuff. It was,
what the fuck? But yeah, no. Tucker is the shit.
Yeah,
I like Tucker a lot.
I like him a lot, too.
He's also fucking hilarious.
And his show is very successful. Like, the way he does everything.
He has the highest rated... network television. Network news show.
Wow.
Like, by fucking a mile.
Oh, I believe it.
And this is something else that, like, people, like, don't realize. You know, Fox is way, way more popular than CNN.
Oh, sure.
MSNBC. Like fucking way more popular.
How much can you listen to those people when half the more than 75?
All they talk about is Trump. 24 fucking
yeah. All they talk about is Trump. How bad he is.
Jesus Christ.
You've done that for 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get fucking old?
I was like, that's the other thing too. I'm like, what I would say to someone who when Trump got elected went fucking crazy, if you had like a fucking panic attack when Trump got elected, I'm like, what I would ask you is this. Has it been anywhere near as bad as you actually thought it would be? In terms of the country, like, has things really got, like...
We're not in World War III, are we?
Yeah. Trump's actually avoided wars. He got North Korea to stop threatening to nuke us.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything
about North Korea. He also wiped fucking ISIS out, for fuck's sake.
You don't hear anything about ISIS anymore. What about that?
Dude, it's just... I don't know. Fuck was I about to say? What were you just saying? Like 2 seconds ago,
right? That was CNN, how they talk about is Trump.
Dude, yeah. CNN has tanked in the ratings. MSNBC is still pretty big. MSNBC is right with Fox.
Like, yeah.
They're the big left-wing news.
Yeah.
Is MSNBC. And Rachel Maddow.
Oh.
I know, I hate her. She is the left's Tucker, though. in terms of like ratings.
Yes,
she's huge. She's Rachel huge. Maddow's fucking huge.
She's huge.
I
think she's fucking bonkers, though.
I think she is too. Although every once in a while, I'll hear her say something, and I'm like, oh shit, you sound like a freedom loving American. Like she, every once in a while, she says something, and I'm like, shit. Like I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of an example.
I haven't listened to her in such a long time because I used to watch my parents watch her sometimes, and I'd be like, and she'd go on and on.
Your parents are so far to the left. Not your dad. Well, is it? I don't know. I feel like your dad's more to the right, though.
It depends on what you talk about.
I feel like your dad might just be a libertarian and he doesn't know it.
I mean,
leave people the fuck alone.
My dad's kind of like a classic Democrat, you know.
Old school dad, a Bill Clinton Democrat.
Yeah, he loves Bill Clinton. He loves JFK. You know, like those are probably his favorite political icons.
When Democrats loved America,
yeah,
and didn't just talk shit about the United States.
But like, he didn't like. When I talked to him about past presidents and stuff like that, about who he liked and stuff, he doesn't like, he didn't like George Bush, but like he liked George Bush Sr. He thought he was a good president. He was like,
a lot of people say that George Bush Sr. was the last good president we had.
Yeah, I was talking to, I had a big conversation with him about
that. Clinton wasn't a good president, Bush Jr. and Obama and Trump aren't good presidents, but that George Sr. was a good president.
Yeah.
Like, people respected him. People fucking trusted him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a scumbag.
He was an honest person, yeah.
I don't know a whole shit ton about...
I don't know a bunch George. About him either. I'd like to look into him.
We should research that.
It was, yeah. Seemed like an awesome... Wicked sad when his wife died, and then he passed away within a year. And, you know,
that was really sad.
Very sad.
That sucked. Mm-hmm. You know what his last words were?
Yeah.
I love you, too. He was saying it to W.
That's awesome.
Last thing he said, I love you too, to W. I was like, that's fucking heartbreaking.
Yep. Yeah.
You know a fucking president that was awesome?
Which like, one?
Just badass. I mean, fucking Andrew Jackson. Holy shit. Like, controversial fucking president. He's
wicked shit. Controversial president.
But like, bro... That dude fucking just killed people in duels.
He was definitely a badass. Hardcore dude. That's for sure.
Again.
Oy! Yes. Yeah, I remember learning a lot about him. I don't remember a lot now. The big stuff I remember about him is that... the War of 1812.
Yeah, where... A peace treaty had been signed with Britain.
So funny.
And he just massacred the British at New Orleans.
Destroyed them.
Yeah. I'd like to point out it was a defensive battle for him. He didn't fucking attack them.
No.
They attacked him.
He annihilated them.
Crushed them.
Was that another Treaty of Versailles, too?
Treaty of Ghent.
Treaty of Ghent, okay. I know there's been like three treaties of Versailles.
Yeah, Versailles always gets used as a meeting place. To switch away from politicians that are cool and that we like, let's talk about one close to home. Who's a piece of shit?
Oh boy, here we go.
Fucking Charlie Baker, kid. He stopped me from getting my jewels, dude. Now all I got to do is smoke my Marlboro Lights.
I gotta go back to cigarettes now. Yeah,
dude, fucking legitimately. You know how many fucking people are smoking cigarettes now because they can't use their fucking e-cigarettes?
Yeah. It's crazy. It is better for them. I'll go there for a second, but...
Wait, you think that it'd be better for them to smoke fucking cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard about all the stuff that's coming up with the vaping and shit?
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Pull the politics away from it.
Hold on.
But, like, there's been fucking... There's been kids in fucking middle school, high school, and stuff like that that are having severe lung problems that people get after, like, 40 years of smoking. After, like... How many vapes only been out for, what? 4 years? 5 years? Something like that? It's pretty fucking crazy. And there's not substantial evidence to show that it's actually from the vaping, but what the fuck else is it from if they've been vaping for the last 4 years and they're in high school? You know what I mean? Sure. But But yeah, honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, fuck vaping. But then I was like, you know what? This is not fucking good. Because this is just an abuse of political power.
Yep.
And it's, it is. It's
infringement. Have you noticed every, have you been in any convenience store lately?
I've been in a bunch of
they all have the fucking signs, right?
Say no more vape products here. Yeah, it's not right. It doesn't matter if it's good for you or not.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
You know?
My thing is this. Then I'm like, okay, so why isn't smoking bad in general? Why isn't drinking bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck off. Like, who the fuck are you to delegate or legislate morality and, like, right. health stuff? It's not your... But they're not hurting anyone else. Jesus Christ, if someone wants to do shit to themselves, they can fucking do it. They're not hurting any other fucking human being.
Right.
Do whatever the fuck you want. Like,
in this situation, could it be helpful to people that are doing it and could hurt themselves by doing it? Yeah, but, like, it's not for the government to intervene with.
Yeah.
You know, and then...
Free choice.
This just leads into other things. The government can ban this. What the fuck else can they ban you from doing?
Uh-huh.
Like... I'm going to ban you from eating red meat because I'll fucking kill people if that's the case.
Dude, the day Charlie Baker signs a law banning, like, beef from being sold.
Oh, man, I'll slaughter him and eat him.
Oh, my God, I would bite through Charlie Baker's skull.
Oh, my
God. I'd be like, but, brains.
But, like, and, like, that's a fucking exaggeration. It's fucking way out there, but not for some people.
But the thing is, is it that, like, but, like, extreme that they... No. I don't think Charlie Baker would fucking ban beef.
I don't think he would,
like,
but, like...
But what about people like fucking Bernie Sanders and Liz Warren, people like that?
I don't think Bernie would, but someone like Liz Warren might.
You know, I was going to say, I don't think Bernie would either. But, like, Liz Warren, I could totally see her.
I could see her doing
something. By the way, can we talk about the fact that she's our senator?
Right. You know what's fucked up? She's our senator, and she spends more of her time in California than in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Fuck her. She's such a fucking piece of shit. Piece of
crap. Fucking... Ugh. She's a public servant. She makes, like... I don't know. How much money is she making? Fucking...
Shit ton. I love when she says that, like... she when she fucking talks about student debt. And I'm like, motherfucker, you made $380,000 or whatever the fuck it was to teach one class!
One class at Harvard.
You're the problem! Like, you are the problem!
It's insane.
I'm like, you want kids to have less student debt? Take less money.
Teach your class for free.
Yeah, teach classes for free.
Yeah.
What did she teach?
I don't know. It's probably some
law or something. Class. Some,
I don't know. Does she have background in law?
What's her degree in?
Oh, here we go.
We need Jamie. We need our Jamie.
We do. We
Young
do.
Jamie.
Jamie or Curtis or something.
Yeah. Or Curtis. Yeah. I'd love fucking Curtis or Ken.
That'd be fantastic. Let's see. What is Elizabeth Warren's
degree? Elizabeth Warren's degree. Native American Studies.
Oh my God. I guess there's a petition you can sign, and the petition is called Stop Pocahontas.
Oh my God.
I heard that.
What's the goal of it? Obviously stop her, but like...
I think it's just to slow down her political campaign or her, some of her views or something like that.
She's... Oh, God. She is awful. She is fucking awful.
I hate her. She's terrible.
Dude, she literally got a job because she said she was an Indian.
It's insane, right?
Like, what the fuck,
it's dude? It's insane. Like, oh, this just popped up. This is fucking interesting.
What's up?
Okay, I don't know why this is a fucking thing, but her name actually isn't Elizabeth Warren. It's Elizabeth Ann Herring. Herring.
But, wait, what?
I didn't know that.
Wait, hold on. Is that her maiden name? But why would that come up?
I don't know. It just popped up when I typed it in. I was like, well, what the fuck is this?
Wait, is someone like... Did someone fuck with it? Like, is someone fucking with it? Like, to make it like that? What is going on?
Her first husband, she's had two husbands, is Jim Warren.
Okay.
So I guess she took his name, I guess.
Wait, what's her current
Her current husband is Bruce H. Mann.
So, what? Hold on.
I don't know why that shows up. I don't know why.
It's that weird that that shows up, but why would you keep your first husband's name?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? Like, can you imagine being her current husband? I'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be pissed. She doesn't want to have the last name Man.
Oh, I guarantee you. But she has the last name Man. She has the last name of a man that didn't work out with her. What the fuck?
No, but her last name would actually be Man if he had her current husband's name.
Oh!
It would be Man.
You think that's what it is?
She's like, that'd be pretty funny.
I'm not going to have Man as my last. I'm not going to. I'm trying. What? Do your best Liz Warren impression.
No, I can't do that.
I think I can do a good Bernie Sanders.
Do it.
Okay. The top 1% of the billionaires and millionaires need to pay their fair share of taxes. By the way, everyone who can't see it because this is a podcast, I was doing the fucking...
The fingers are going
the finger out. Waving and fucking like... Fucking Donald Trump is unfit to be president. We need to tax the billionaires and millionaires more. The top 1% controls 90% of the wealth.
I love his act. It's fucking fantastic.
I love and hate Bernie Sanders at the same time.
Yeah.
At least he's fucking genuine.
Yeah, he's a genuine
like, I don't
guy.
Listen to Bernie Sanders and think he's lying about...
He honestly believes in what
like,
he says.
I'm like, yo, he's a communist. Like, and he's about it. Like, he's about it. Liz Warren's like, I love him. I can't do it. I can't do Liz Warren. Can I hear your Bernie Sanders impression?
Yeah, hold on. I actually listened. I went to his rally at UMass when I was there.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Were you just it was like, fun.
Oh, no, I believe it was fun. But were you just like, Christ?
Some of the stuff I was like, I don't know. And everybody's like cheering and stuff. I was like, are you listening to what he's saying?
Are you guys hearing what I'm hearing? Like, I don't think this is good.
But it was fun. I was like, it's a politician coming and fucking talking. I want to go see him. Why not?
During the campaign, yo, if Tulsi comes, we gotta go.
Oh, I would love that.
I would love to go.
She goes to, like,
she was public just places. In New Hampshire.
She goes to, like, local town halls and stuff.
Yeah, she literally just, like, randomly shows up.
It's fantastic. That's what, like, old political...
Old school politicians, dude.
Yeah.
Old school.
But Elizabeth Warren's degree is in speech pathology and otology.
So it's hearing stuff.
Yes.
Was she teaching speech pathology?
University of Houston. She got it in 1970.
I have a question. Why the fuck is she our senator when she's not from here?
I don't know.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And
I feel like there should be a law that you
So she got her degree in Houston. I guess she moved to New Jersey when her...
No, she used to be a hardcore
Republican.
Her
husband, Jim, at the time, got a job transfer there. Interesting. She did go to Rutgers Law School after that.
I was going to say, she taught law, though, didn't she? Well, she taught speech pathology. Don't forget, guys, while soccer's looking for this, get your Christmas and birthday and Thanksgiving and Black Friday presents for people. Get ballsy.
Get some ballsy.
Yee. Promotional code Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty.
Liberty.
15% off.
Are we doing t-shirts? Do we have t-shirts?
Not yet.
We should do that.
We have the Speakeasy t-shirt, but that's... Not relevant.
You know? Not relevant. We should get some...
Want to get them?
We should get some Sons of Liberty t-shirts.
I'm 100%. We can order them tonight.
I'm
not even kidding. We can order them tonight.
We should get some for ourselves, and then if people want them, we can order them for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just contact us.
Sons of Liberty.
New Sons of Liberty.
Awesome.
That'd be fantastic. Doesn't say what she directly teaches, but it seems like she focuses on consumer protection, economic opportunity, and social safety.
What the fuck does that even mean? Christ. The millionaires! The billionaires! Oh, sorry. Okay. I love Bernie. So how many people do you think are still listening right now at this point in the podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think people are getting this far?
I mean, when I do a podcast, when I listen to podcasts, I listen to podcasts all the way through, but I'll stop it multiple times.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just saying, how many people do you think are going to hear this part right here?
I hope everybody hears this part.
I hope they do, too.
I think probably
so we should probably just start saying belligerent things.
No.
Okay. No.
We save the belligerent things for ourselves. Yeah, you want to hear the belligerent things, you can come hang out with
us. Come hang out with us in person.
Yeah.
Get drunk and celebrate the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. But yeah. That's all I got here.
Alright. You,
Oh, do we want to go more into Charlie Baker and how fucking terrible this is for Massachusetts and fucking anywhere?
Go.
It's like,
go ahead.
You can't fucking do that.
Why?
Fucking,
I'll play devil's advocate with you.
Go for it. Let's fucking do it.
It's hurting people.
Who cares? It's not you're not hurting other people. You're hurting yourself.
Yeah, but people shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to poison yourself. Like, it's horrible. Like, it's, you have kids that don't understand the repercussions of doing it.
Shouldn't their parents get involved? Why the government? Why doesn't the government have to get involved with this?
I can't argue that. I was going to say, it's shitty parenting. Yes. I was like, it's shitty parenting. Fucking, if your kid's vaping, how about you stop being a fucking pussy?
Yeah, go smash
the goddamn vape out of his hand and be like, if I catch you doing this again, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, Jesus. Jesus H. Christ. The billionaires. Oh, sorry. God damn it. I can't stop now.
Speaking of government oppression, the state of New York.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Made a law that you cannot use the term illegal alien with.
Can you look this up? Can you show this to me?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that? I don't know if I believe this. I really don't.
No, this is a thing.
I'm going to have to go home and put Tucker on. Now I'm just still stealing Bill Burr's shit. The way he talks. Yo. Did you watch the new Two Bears, One Cave?
Fantastic.
Oh my God. 100%. 100%. Oh, shit.
There we go. This is from Fox News here. I looked it up.
You're getting your news from a right-wing fucking media?
Oh, fuck. That's the only one that's going to post it.
Probably true.
NYC threatens up to...
Threatens. Hold on. It threatens. So where's the fucking law?
New York City's Commission of Human Rights announced on Thursday that residents could face...
Speak up!
New York City's Commission on Human Rights announced on Thursday... This is from... Let me see when this is from, actually. 5 days ago. That residents could face up to $250,000 in fines if they use the terms such as illegal alien with intent to demean or humiliate or harass a person.
Well, wait. Who the fuck are they, though? What is this organization?
This is the city's fucking government commission or something like that.
I'd be like, all right, asshole. I wait till this passes the fucking city hall.
But this is fucking...
I don't know if I believe this. Thing is, if it's real, it's insane.
Okay, so... They put it under unlawful discrimination treatment under the NYC human rights law.
Oh, so it is law.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They added that into like a discrimination law that was already in place.
That's fucked up.
$250,000 for saying words to somebody.
I think it's time to start the boogaloo in New York.
Listen, and like, yeah, it says demean, humiliate, or harass a person. But a victim can play that in any way. You couldn't even be, you could say it indirectly to somebody. And I did hear, I didn't read it in this article, but I heard that it's directly correlated with businesses. So you'd have to be part of an organization or something like that that would say this to somebody. But still, that's
basically,
fucking...
Basically, we're not hiring you because you're an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And now you're an illegal alien.
But if you used that and you were part of an organization and there was just somebody there that was an immigrant and you said that and they found it demeaning or offensive or something like that, they could take you to court and they'd probably fine you. And then, I mean, you could fight it and take it to the Supreme Court and they'd probably be like...
No, they'd overrule it.
They'd be like, you can't do this. This is against freedom of speech.
Even the New York Supreme Court would probably be like, get the fuck out of here.
It's insane, though, that that's a fucking thing. It's like... And people fucking are like, oh, well... No person is illegal.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you fucking nutcase. Fucking, it's about their status in the United States. Yeah. They are not legally here. Yeah. And under the definition of an alien, you are from another country. Yeah. You're from a province that is not the United States.
You're in
a foreign land. You're an alien in this country and you're not here legally. Therefore, you're illegally. Making you an illegal alien.
It's fucked up.
What the fuck is happening,
man? I don't know, man. It's fucking scary, though.
And there's people that are fucking about this.
Yeah, there are people 100% behind it.
It's like...
They would have been the Tories. We have to stay loyal to the crown. King George. And I would have been like, fuck you. Sons of Liberty, baby. This is why we gotta do what we do.
This is nuts. Words, man. Words.
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 Read.
Read, 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 read.
Do you want to end this podcast with just impressions?
Yep.
Alright, you have to throw one at me, I throw one at you, and we just go. Like, no matter, just go right away.
Impressions of people? Or just
people. Like, famous people, obviously. You throw one at me, and you just gotta go. Like, don't think, just go.
I'm not good at this. You go. I'm not good at this.
JFK.
It's one of his fucking speeches. I don't fucking know. You go. Fucking
Jesus
go.
Christ! I just fucking get. Yeah, give me somebody. Fucking, you can't give me someone. You can't do the fucking impression.
Nope, I can't do that impression.
Jesus,
I'm not
good at
that one.
Barack Obama, go.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't do this.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Drink.
Trying to think of something
beer.
He said.
Fine,
I could
say someone to me. I'll fucking do it.
Do Bill Clinton?
Hillary, Hillary, I did not have sex with that woman. Like, I can't do, I don't know, that one's not good. Nah. At least I fucking tried.
And tried.
Fucking W.
George W. Bush.
The fucking laugh, you gotta get the laugh.
I was down at this conference down in Iraq and that man just threw that shoot at me.
Threw his shoes on him.
I don't know where that came from. I dodged it good, though. Came home and I went to my Rangers game, sat in my booth, got me a hot dog.
There you go. do Cory Booker. I feel like it's more of a visual thing.
It's gotta be a visual thing. I have to shave my head for that one and smile.
Shave your head and smile and be wide eyed. Do Tulsi Gabbard.
She's not really a good one. She's so fucking
calm.
She's really calm. And do Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris would be like Vice President Biden. Like, I don't, it's hard to, like, mimic, like, your voice itself.
You get the finger wag in there.
Yeah, you gotta get the finger wag.
We are gonna prosecute the American citizens who do...
Oh, yeah! There it is! Look at...
any American that goes against the law will suffer. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Again, I want to hear your Bernie Sanders. I'll do mine first if you want.
You already did yours. I'll do mine.
I don't know. I was just going to say to bring it back in you.
We are the number one on the environment. We are the number one on student education funding.
You're like doing a little bit of Obama in there. Like with his pacing.
Oh, yeah. Bernie's brain talks faster than that.
Yeah. The Obama, like, and I believe that once the Affordable Care Act passes, the American people will appreciate it and realize the thing that we have gifted them as the government. Fuck, I'm trying to, like, he always said, there was, like, fuck, what was it? He always said something, like, he's like, he'd always, like, start sentences with, like,
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking, right? Like, yeah. It wasn't now listen, it was like, fuck, what was it? There's something he always used to say, like, and I know the Republicans are gonna argue that we're limiting choice, but this is for the betterment of all. I don't fucking know. Yeah. Like, Obama, you just gotta get the pacing down. Mm-hmm. The pauses, like, fucking. Senator Obama, will introduce yourself to anyone who might not know you. I am. Senator Obama, from, where the fuck was he from?
Chicago, right?
Chicago, yeah. Fucking. You know what's scary? That, like, people on the left now say he was too far right.
Yeah, it's
kind of crazy. I'm like, bro, I'm like, yo, Obama wasn't right at all. He wasn't right wing at all. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. You think he was too far right, you fucking Stalin-esque fuck? Holy shit. That's fucking scary. Mm-hmm. But.
Alrighty.
Alright, you fuckers. Alright. Till next time, fucking keep fighting the good fight. Don't
read,
give up
read,
your...
Read.
Words.
Words.
Join the revolution.